puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, let's see where we're going today with our guide, Gordon Goldsboro. He's our guide for Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon, of course, with the Manitoba Historical Society. Welcome back, Gordon.
Good morning, Terry.
You mentioned last week a ski hill near a river. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. I was referring to La Riviere or La Riviere in, of course, Anglophone version.
Yep.
The very first ski resort, downhill skiing that is at La Riviere, and it goes back to the early 1930s.
Tell me how that came to be.
Well, the beginnings of the story actually are with a woman named Ida Barkley, who had come here from Ontario and actually married. She and her husband farmed in the La Riviere area, and it seemed they had a wee bit of a falling out. I'm not quite clear on what happened, but she eventually moved into the town of La Riviere itself with her four children. She bought and operated a hotel in La Riviere, and in the early 30s, a bunch of young people from Winnipeg approached her about the possibility of establishing some kind of ski hill near La Riviere. Now, if anybody's been to La Riviere, of course, you know that it's in southwestern Manitoba, sort of 75 miles due southwest from Winnipeg. It's in the Pembina Valley, the Pembina River. Some very nice hills on the side of it.
And
People often think Manitoba is quite flat, and of course a lot of it is, but there's quite a lot of relief. And if you imagine that if you wanted to ski, well, there's not a lot of places you can do that. In fact, up until this time, if you wanted to ski, people would ski down the banks of the Red River, which of course isn't especially high. So they came to La Riviere and they said, you know, Ida, we would like to ski here. Would any chance you could help us out? And I think because she saw an opportunity here to bolster her hotel business, she said, sure, I'll help you clear the paths for these sort of ski runs. And so in late 1933, they had these first ski runs cleared. And four of them apparently came out, and they had just a wonderful skiing opportunity. I guess I'm told that the reason why it's so good is, in addition to having some slope there, because it's treed, the hills are lightly treed, that tends to keep the snow a little more loose and fluffy, which then makes for better skiing. They apparently had just fabulous skiing. So they went back to Winnipeg, told all their friends, you know, this is great for skiing. And so it kind of snowballed, literally. From there. The next time they came out a few weeks later, they brought a bunch more. Then they brought a busload. Finally, I guess one of them talked to the Canadian Pacific Railway and said, you know, could you maybe take a train out to La Riviere and we'll round up the people and, you know, maybe make a go of it. And they ended up rounding up several hundred people to board this special train that the CPR had put together. So they arrived at the base of the hill. The train trip, by the way, because, of course, like I said, it's 75 miles as your crow flies, but it's actually about 120 miles by rail. And in fact, people in Winnipeg said, you're crazy. 120 miles to go skiing? What? And it took about 3 hours by train to get there. So they would pick up everybody about 8 a.m. They'd wind their way all the way to La Riviere. They'd discharge them at the base of the hill. They'd have to climb all the way to the top because, of course, there wasn't anything.
There were nothing to tows to pull them up to
the top. No, there wasn't any tows yet. There was later, but in the initial part, no. So they have to climb all the way to the top and then ski all the way down. And they said it was just great skiing. They were getting up to 45 miles an hour coming whistling down this hill. They went back to Winnipeg. They got back on the train about 6 in the evening, get home in the evening. And so it was a beautiful day of skiing. And, of course, the word spread. So all through the late 1930s, the number of people that went on these ski expeditions to La Riviere just, you know, skyrocketed. So there were hundreds. I'm told that at one point there was as many as 800 people heading out there to partake in the skiing. And this was the first ski resort in Manitoba.
Now, what is it called now? It still exists, right?
Well, it does in a form. The ski trains ended up running out in the 1950s. The last one, I'm told, ran in 1953. In 1959, the members of the Barkley family, the original woman, Ida Barkley, who had started this all, she actually didn't see a lot of this happen. She passed away very soon after this whole thing kicked into gear. But two of her kids, the ones she brought to La Riviere, carried on with the hotel. And then later, one of her grandsons, who actually became a very famous skier of his in his own right, he approached the railway after they had stopped running the ski trains and said, you know, could we purchase this land to develop a ski resort? And for whatever reason, the railway said no. So he went across the road and started a new sort of ski area. And so if we think now today, we have, of course, the Holiday Mountain Ski Resort.
Yes, I've been.
That's right. It dates back to her grandson, a fellow named Noel Later, in 1959. He actually established it opposite then. So the result is, you know, and this is where we come back to the abandoned part of this story. The original ski runs are abandoned. They're on the opposite side of Highway Number 3.
Are they visible?
They are. Actually, I had an opportunity to go out there last fall, and at the time when the leaves are starting to turn, some of the runs are still visible, you know, the places where they would cut the trees down for people to ski.
Yeah.
There isn't an awful lot of much left. I mean, I said that they did have a tow later. They put in the 1940s, and some of the frames they used to use that to run that tow are still visible. But there's even a sign that I saw at one point of one of the runs apparently was called Calamity Jane, and it was still visible there.
Gordon, that's a great story. Mm. What are you thinking about for next week?
Well, next week we're going to visit the grave of a federal customs official who was accused of fraud and embezzlement and who died under suspicious circumstances.
Mm.
Today, his grave is in the middle of a farmer's field far away from any known cemetery.
Mm-hmm. All right, Gordon, look forward to that. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Terry.
Always great to see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.